Margie Wilkinson.
Okay. Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Tim Kaufman?
Oh, pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm a pass for them.
Hank Lamb? Hank? Sound pound one, can't hear you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green votes no. Manijay Saba?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jim, you said yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Janice Lane Wharton, you passed?
Yes, is my vote.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Janet Colburn.
Abstain.
Tim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence? I vote no.
Hank, you voted yes, did you? Hank,
you didn't vote. This is Lawrence. I voted no.
No, I got you, Lawrence. I'm sorry. I didn't hear Hank. And I still cannot. Pound one if you're muted. One moment, please, Chair.
Somebody needs to mute themselves.
Can we please mute our phones?
Okay. Chair, the amendment passes. The vote is 12 yes. I'm sorry. I should not have announced that it passed. I should simply have announced the vote. 12 yes, 3 no. Three abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Okay, 13-3-3 on the amendment.
Okay, we'll now go to the main motion, which is to move Hank's item up on the agenda. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? It requires 2/3 vote.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Ryan Edwards.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Sullivan.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Here you count on one. Lydia Brett.
Yes.
Tim Kaufman. Tim Kaufman. Lawrence Reyes. Can't hear you, Lawrence.
I vote yes.
Hank Lamb. Can't hear you, Hank. George Ryder. Mm-hmm. Richard Giselle.
Yep.
A lot of noise there. Did you say yes, Richard?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is someone understanding him clearly? Because I'm getting a sort of clipped.
Sounded like yes.
We're marking you as a yes, Richard. Okay.
Two-thirds, yes.
Okay, thank you. Burton? Janet Coleman?
Sorry, I was knocked off there.
Okay, one second. Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Hank, we're voting We're voting on your moving your motion up with Lydia's amendment.
Well, yes to Lydia's amendment.
That's already voted on.
Okay, then yes to the most, the main motion.
Okay. George Ryder, did you come back?
Yes.
And your vote is? George, what is your
yes.
vote?
I believe yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden, are you there? Okay, three votes no. Manigé?
Yes. Cancel. Press
Brown.
Start.
Thank you. Can't hear you, Jim. Pound, pound, one. Benito Diaz?
That access code isn't recognized.
Benito, I vote yes.
Jim, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Colgren, you pass? Hello?
Yes.
Your vote is yes?
Yes.
Rodrigo, are you back?
Yeah, I had a situation, so I'm sorry, you know, all I'm saying, I don't know what we're voting for, you know, right now.
Okay. Kim Kaufman, I didn't hear you.
I voted yes.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden, are you there? Okay, one moment, please, Chair.
Huh?
I have 14-2-2, Chair. How do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
The motion passes by more than two-thirds.
Okay, I'm saying, can you do the numbers again, Ms. Marie, please?
15-2-2 are the final numbers.
Well, Mr. Okay. Chair, may I move to the second motion of my...
We're gonna have to move. We have an approved agenda at this stage of the game.
Yes, we can make a motion at any time, and it takes two-thirds to pass it. And I asked about this earlier, and we only got to the one.
That's true.
What's your motion?
I move that the PNB take 25 minutes to discuss our most timely issue of all, a national office of PNB fundraising effort, which is so long overdue, and that we generate three viable ideas for a national fundraising effort and a date certain by which a committee of the whole can meet to develop those ideas and begin to implement them.
Is there a second?
Chair, please.
Is there a second? I didn't hear.
We need that in writing, please.
Is there a second to the motion? I'm not hearing a second.
10 minutes ago.
I'm not hearing a second to the motion.
I'm going to second it, Janet. Come on.
Motion has been made and seconded.
Thank you.
Is there, Shireen, I heard you. Did you have a point of information or?
No, we need to have that decided before the vote, please.
I'm sorry?
You need to have that motion in writing.
You've had it for 10 minutes.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, okay. Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Where on the agenda would this motion go?
Hank, where would you put this on the agenda?
I would put it before my other amendment. Or, yeah, my other motion. So it would become the new six, I suppose. It's not that we'll ever get there, but...
Okay, he's putting it before the other motion. Is that George?
Yes. Point of personal privilege.
need to leave the call. Medical emergency here. I need to leave the call. I won't be on for the rest of the call for the executive session.
Okay. Okay, Hank, you want to motivate your motion?
Well, the number one problem Pacifica faces as a whole and at all five stations is money, the lack of money. We beat our poor little members to death at the local station level year after year, drive after drive. They're tired of giving. We have diminishing returns. We have a drop in membership, and partly attributable to the excessive drives. They're becoming less tenable rather than more tenable, and we keep extending them and having more, et cetera. So I think it's high time that we move to a model that's proven across the country, and that is that fundraising should begin at the national level. And as the bylaws say, the LSB should support fundraising, not do all the fundraising.
Okay, does anyone else does anyone want to speak against the motion? Anyone want to speak in favor of the motion?
I wish to speak against the placement of this item on the agenda. I'm not dealing with the motion.
Doreen.
Okay. It is 10 o'clock. It's 9:54. We go into executive session in 35 minutes. I think it would be really helpful if we could get some business done. We set up a rule about limiting agenda setting so we could actually get some agenda work done, and we're defeating our own purpose here. So I object to adding anything else to the agenda.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to that?
Well, no, this is Lydia.
No.
I can speak. I want to speak in favor of the motion.
Yeah, and this is Lydia also.
I heard Lydia.
This is Brian
first.
With a point of order.
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
So I've been looking up the procedure for adding something after you've approved the agenda. It's not debatable. So it's two-thirds, but it's not debatable once you've approved the agenda.
Okay. So we've been
I get to speak in favor of this, or has it been disbanded?
No, it's not debatable.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Well, first I heard a point of information from Benito, and then I heard
Hank,
and then I heard Janet. Benito.
Okay. Brian, can you explain what you just said? I didn't get it.
Yeah. Hank or anyone else can, after we've approved an agenda, anybody can move to change something on that agenda by suspending the rules, but a motion to suspend the rules is not debatable, and it takes two-thirds. So there's no pro and con. He just proposes it, and we vote on it.
Okay.
So we vote.
Hey, Hank, what's your point of information?
Well, I would ask the member that wanted to get on with business if there is any more important business than money in the foundation.
Okay, that's argument.
I'm asking if she wants it placed after other stuff or not placed at all. Is there anything more pressing?
Debate's not allowed. Let's vote.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Janet K. Point of information.
Janet K. had a point of information. What's your point of information?
So, Brian, would you please email the citation for your finding of this Robert's Rule?
It's page 261. Standard.
Would you email it? Would you email it, please, the citation? Thank you.
Is there a stack or what is this, point of information?
No, there's no stack. We have to vote. There's no debate.
We have to vote on this issue that we don't understand, really, because it's so enormous.
Okay. We'll go.
Fundraising.
Janet Coleman, you had a point of information?
I don't know how to convert what I have to say into a point of information, except to ask, why is the subject of money argument?
Okay, just vote.
Okay, now we'll go. The motion is not debatable, so we'll go straight to the vote. To add this to the agenda, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janet
Lane-Ewer. I pass.
Ryan Edward Steger.
I'll abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
I pass.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
I abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I vote yes.
Hank Lamb. Hank.
I vote in public to discuss raising funds.
George Ryder. George Lutz, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green passes. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Is that, sorry, it's on your page. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Abby Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Green votes no. Jim Brown didn't hear you.
Yes.
Just one moment, please.
Thank you all.
Chair, the vote is 14-2-2, and I have an amendment.
I'd like to vote yes. Yeah, my vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. The final is 15-2-2, and I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Celine.
Okay. There are a number of motions from committees on our agenda. Some of them, I believe, as far back as 2012, that I fear we may not get to until 2016. I would like to refer all committee motions back to the committees to see what they might like to do about them. Some of them are from 2012, some are from 2013, and some, I believe, are from earlier this year. But that's my motion, that we simply refer them back to the committee, indicating that the board has not yet addressed them and giving them an opportunity to change them, fine-tune them, whatever it is, and then come back to the board where all committee motions will be dealt with in a special session.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it, yeah. Hank.
Hank seconds the motion.
Can you repeat that motion, please?
Serene, could you repeat the motion?
Sure. There are a bunch of motions on our agenda, some of them going back as far as 2012, many of them from committees. I would like to be able to, and when I say committees, I mean the standing committees. I don't include anything that came from an LSB, but, you know, our elections committee, governance, and so forth, and let them know that we've not yet addressed them. Some of them may no longer be, I'm arguing, sorry. Anyway, send the motions back to the committees with a note that the PNB has not yet addressed them, but would like them to take a look, revise them if needed, and send it back to us, and we will give them special attention in a meeting devoted to dealing with committee motions.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objections to that motion?
I object.
Okay, Serene, you want to motivate your motion?
It's not debatable. We need to vote it up or down.
Okay, we'll go vote up or down. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart.
No.
Ryan Edward Speaker.
Abstain.
David Lee Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Can't hear you, Kim. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
This is Kim. I'm abstaining.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence?
I'm sorry, I stepped away. Are we voting on your motion, Serene?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. Hank Lamb?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Richard Uvell?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden? Burden?
Sorry, I was muted. No, absolutely not. No. Mm-mm.
Janet Goldman.
Well, are you surprised? No way.
I'm sorry, what is your vote, Janet?
No, as in no way.
Okay, thank you so much. Serene votes yes. Manager Sabah?
That's fine.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
The passing were Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
This is Brian. I'll switch to a yes.
Brian votes yes. Thank you. Richard Duvall?
Abstain.
And this is Kim. I'm switching to a no.
Okay, there.
This is Richard. What the hell? I'll vote no.
Are we still on?
Chair?
Oh, yes.
Thanks. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. How do you vote?
Vote yes.
And that is 10 to 6. 10-6-2. The motion failed.
Okay, we'll now proceed with the order of the agenda. Next, we have the chair's report. Madam Chair, do you want to begin your report?
Yes, thank you. I would like to ask someone else to time this agenda item and time the speakers. I'm just going to read the report I sent out just before the meeting. I apologize to everybody for getting it out so late. Never mind. Here it is. So first on legal issues. As previously reported, the next court date for the Pacifica Directors for Good Governance versus Pacifica lawsuit is August 14th. In Oakland, other related issues will be dealt with at the same hearing. FSRN has sued Pacifica for breach of contract for failing to meet an agreed-upon payment schedule. The next scheduled court date is for a case management conference on September 2nd, 2014. The Pacifica, that I'm referring to issues in the Pacifica National Office. During the month of June, 2 members of the Pacifica National Office staff resigned, a senior accountant and a payroll clerk. We will be bringing back a member of the staff who was laid off in February because of lack of funds at the Pacifica National Office.
Mm-hmm.
On bylaws amendments, our next PMB meeting is scheduled for July 17th and will be dedicated to discussing and voting on proposed bylaw amendments. Please read them before the meeting. They're available on the webpage. I give the dates of the summer fund drives. KPFA's drive will begin on July 28th and end on August 8th. KPFK's drive will begin on July 22nd and end on August 8th. KPFT's drive will begin July 27th and end on August 9th. I apologize. I left out WBAI, and I do not at this moment remember what the dates are. I think WBAI is almost constantly in Fund Drive every other month, as I understand it. WPFW did so well in its May Fund Drive that it does not plan to have another drive until October 2014. And I just wanted to say that one of the things that was remarkable about that drive was that they didn't use any outside premiums, and they pitched the programming, and that was basically it, although they had some gifts, some giveaways, but mostly no premiums. staff changes. KPFA has a permanent general manager. First time in several years. Quincy McCoy will begin on Monday. Oh, it says April 14th. I'm sorry. That should say July 14th. As of July 7th, the new IGM at KPFK is Zuberry Fields, who is currently the operations manager there. And I just say we thank Richard Prodsky for his work handling the IGM positions at both stations for the last several months and wish him well in his future pursuits. Respectfully submitted. So that's my open report.
Okay, do we have any questions?
Janet K.
Can Carolyn on the stack, please?
Hold on a second. Janet C.
And Kim?
On procedure, I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Why don't we take, like, three questions, and then I'll answer them all at once instead of answering each one individually. Is that all right?
No.
You're
okay. Never
okay.
mind.
Okay. Let's take the three, Janet K., Carolyn, and Kim.
And Janet,
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm willing to do the timing. Am I correct in that there's... Is it 90 seconds, or what is
yes.
the time for each speaker?
Thank you. 90 seconds, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Janet is going to do the timing. Okay. We got Janet K., Carolyn, and Kim, the first three. Janet K.
Yeah, so given that there are lawsuits, I would like to know the status of the insurance, the Pacifica liability insurance, and the directors and officers, the D&O insurance, and what the deductibles are?
We have both kinds of insurance are, whatever you call it, in force. The corporate liability insurance renews in October. I'm not sure of the date of the directors and officers insurance. I think it might also renew in October, but I'll have to check that and get back to you. The deductible on the liability insurance is $250,000, and the deductible on the directors and officers insurance, it ranges between $5,000 and $150,000, depending on the situation.
What does that mean? Depending on the situation.
Can we spell that out a little more clearly?
I'm sorry.
The chair, point of order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can the chair direct the director who just spoke and who, like several others, has this habit of not waiting to be recognized.
I accept your criticism.
Can you put...
If you can shorten it, I accept your criticism.
I'm not asking you to agree or to accept anything.
No more.
I'm asking the chair to direct the director to observe some kind of... well, anyway, to behave herself.
Okay. The next person on the stack for question was Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. There are a great many issues in this report, extraordinary number of issues referring to personnel changes coming and going. And they're all, of course, very vague. So I'd like to move into the motion that the personnel items mentioned in the report be moved to the closed session at the head of that agenda, because each one of these items must be explained and dealt with. And I'd like to emphasize the importance of moving this to the closed session by pointing out that there is no coverage by liability insurance for illegal actions or actions which are considered not within our purview and which breach our fiduciary and other responsibilities. So I would like to, the motion is that these, that this, all the personnel issues in this item be moved to closed session.
Second.
Point of order, please.
Serene, what's your point of order?
My understanding is that you cannot create a closed session agenda item in an open session meeting. You can move whatever you want when we get into closed session, but that you cannot prescribe the closed session agenda.
We can if we vote to do it.
I'm not just speaking to you. I'm addressing the chair.
Hmm.
Okay. You call the point. Could you repeat that point of order again, Serene?
My point of order is that I believe it is improper to attempt to set the agenda for a closed session meeting during an open session meeting.
Point of order?
Yes.
I mean, I can't cite the order, but it doesn't seem to me to make sense here what the director is saying, that we can't move and advise the audience that we're not talking to the listeners, however many there are, that we can't tell them this issue needs to be discussed in numbers, in law, in specifics, and who was fired, who was hired, stuff we can't say in the public session. Therefore, we need to move it to the private session.
Janet,
it's an urgent
Janet,
issue.
You made your point of order.
That's
you're
my
now
point.
You're debating it.
That's
I'm
my
going
point
to ask
of order.
A point of parliamentary inquiry to
Sorry
Brian.
It took so long to explain. It was complicated.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Serena,
Alan, what's your point of information?
I would like the member who objected to give me a citation that says we cannot suggest items for the closed session in an open session.
That was my point of information. Okay, I want to get up. Before I rule on that, I want to get a parliamentary inquiry to Brian.
Mr. Chair, I believe I was misquoted. Serene with a point of personal privilege.
Yeah. First, can I let you from Brian, and I'll go to Serene on your point of personal privilege.
And could you please take the stack for the point of information that has been raised?
Okay. Brian?
I'm not aware of anything that would bar us from kicking an item that we've taken up in public session to closed session for continued discussion, as long as it's an appropriate item for closed session. We still, the body doesn't approve its agenda until it's in closed session. So the position of any item that we kick to the closed session would still be up for debate once we started our closed session.
So is the vote on that motion 2/3 or a simple majority? Carolyn.
Chair?
Point of information.
First, I'm just listening to Brian and then I'll get to you. Brian?
I think you can really play that either way. If you argue that it's like a motion to refer, like to refer to executive session, then it would be simple majority. I can look up whether or not it's debatable.
That's okay. Janet. I'm sorry, Janet.
Thank you. I'll be brief and note that at the beginning of this meeting when I suggested an item be moved on the open session, there was a suggestion by more than one individual that it be moved to closed session, and I'm not understanding the difference between that example or occurrence in today's meeting and one that's taking place now. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of information?
Tony, can you hear me at all?
Yes.
Oh, I asked to be recognized some time ago.
Would you have a point of information or point of order?
So did others.
I believe it was a point of personal privilege.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You did mention that. What's your point of personal privilege? And I go to Payne's point.
Okay. My statement is, well, what I am alleged to have said is not what I said. What I said is that you cannot prescribe the agenda for a closed session. And the member said that she wanted it to be first on the agenda, is what I understood. She cannot make that determination in an open session meeting for a closed session. That was my statement.
Okay, Hank, what's your point of information?
Well, two now. I would like a citation on that from the rules. And why, if we have been able to do this at numerous meetings this year, why can't we do it this meeting? And the majority has done it in numerous meetings this year.
Okay, so I'm going to rule on Carol's motion. She's made a motion. It's been made and seconded. We're going to go to the vote on that motion. Carolyn, could you repeat your motion? Carolyn?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Excuse me? Mr. Chair?
Who is that speaking?
Point of information.
Carolyn, do I have a chair or not?
Benito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, I don't have a position. I'm just asking a question. Is it proper for people to make motions in the middle of a report when we haven't even finished hearing the report, as far as I know? Or maybe
well,
we did. I'm not sure.
She did. Margie did finish her report. We were going through questions. So then we had some points of order and points of information, but I've ruled that we're going to take the motion. Carolyn's going to repeat it, and then we'll go to a vote. Carolyn, what's your motion?
I move that all the items, issues of personnel mentioned in the chair's report in this open session be moved to the closed session and be considered as being placed first when we get to that point on the agenda there.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could
point
you call
order.
The roll? Yes, there is no point of order.
Okay. 2 points. One is that motion needs to be delivered in writing. Too often people have been changing their motions and then creating a stink. So it needs to be sent in writing before we vote. And second, I believe, and I did not hear you rule on my point of order, that one cannot prescribe the order of a closed session in an open session meeting.
Point of information, Mr.
Member, if yes, it seems to me attempting to do.
Carolyn, what's your point of information?
I corrected that point, if Madam Secretary would with me, to say that we at least move an attempt to put it first on the agenda, which means we would have to vote as usual, as Brian pointed out. There's no problem there. Number two, I'm not at my computer, so I will mail it in as soon as possible. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I never got an answer to my question or citation of that.
Chair?
Citation of what, Hank? What were you referring to?
Serene's using to say that we can't do that.
Serene, did you want to respond to that?
I don't have a copy of Robert's Rules of Order. I just know what has been the practice and what I understand to be the rules of a meeting. You cannot set the agenda for a meeting anywhere but within that meeting.
Brian said there's no such motion. And if I may finish on the issue, I will not
be taking the vote on this agenda item until I see it in writing. Already, the word attempt has been introduced in the second voicing or third voicing of the motion. It wasn't there initially. It's got to come in writing. We waste too much time fighting about this later on.
A point of order?
Who's that?
Could someone at the computer type that up for me, Tendrin? I'm so sorry, but I'm not at the computer. Thank you.
Could someone write the motion up that Carolyn has and send it in?
Point of order.
Carolyn, would you recite it again, and I can do that?
Carolyn, restate your motion.
Thank you. It is that all the items and issues of personnel listed in the chair's open session report be moved into closed session, and that they be considered for placement at the top of the agenda when we set that agenda.
Okay. I think Janet Kay is going to submit that in writing.
Thank you so much.
And in the meantime, were there any other points of information or points of order? I thought we had some.
Yeah, Benito, point of information.
Yes, Benito, what's your point of information?
Has anybody seconded this motion?
I did hear, I think Janet Coleman seconded it, as I recall.
This is Hank's motion?
No, this is Carolyn's motion.
Oh, okay, I did.
Okay. Any other points of information?
Chair?
Yes, Serene?
I have a parliamentary question. I'm wondering if in the 7 minutes that remain in the open session, we can move to, we can, you know, hold, put this motion on hold until we actually get it in writing and move to setting the next meeting date.
Point of information?
Janet Coleman, what's your
point? Yeah, this is a genuine point of information.
Can we do it one thing at a time, please?
Can the secretary, is the secretary also the parliamentarian in deciding without citation what a Roberts rules rule most probably is? I mean, she just invented some rule that she can't prove. And she's a secretary, not the parliamentarian. That's a point of information. Is that allowed? That's not an argument. Is that allowed?
I would respond and simply say if she doesn't have the citation in front of her, she said she didn't have the citation. I mean, that was information related.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, what's your point of personal privilege?
My understanding from Brian Edwards Tiegert's statement was that he was saying essentially what I said, which is that you cannot set the closed session agenda order of items in open session.
Point of information.
Janet,
nobody said it all.
I have the floor.
Can everybody stop talking at once? I think we got the motion in. We're going to do everybody have the motion.
I'll send the citation.
Okay, we have the motion in, and we'll ask Janet Coburn, could you read the motion you just sent in? Janet Kay?
Sorry, I'm I didn't see it. All right. Move Carolyn Burden moves that all the personnel matters listed in the chair's report be moved to the closed session and be considered to be at the top of the agenda during the agenda approval process.
Moved and seconded. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Yeah, Breton. Can't hear you, Lydia. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Richard Ezell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green Roberts votes no. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Lydia, are you here? Didn't hear you before. And Jim Brown, didn't hear you. One moment, please.
Jim Brown votes no.
Okay, thank you. I have 12-3-2. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
No, I'm not going to vote. Stay.
Okay, 12-3-2. Thank you.
Okay, the motion is passed. We'll deal with that item in closed session on how, what order the agenda will go on.
Okay. Janet Kay.
Yes?
I move that we extend this meeting 15 minutes.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
I second, Lawrence.
Been moved and second that we extend by 15 minutes. Is there any objection?
Yes.
There's been an objection. We'll take a vote. I think it requires 2/3 vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane-Ewart.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Peter. Can't hear you, Brian. Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Brian abstains.
Okay, thank you. Janet Colvin.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Lydia Berzon.
I'm back. No.
Kim Kaufman. Can't hear you, Kim.
Sorry, yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
3 votes no. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Jim.
No.
Thank you. Benita Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
One moment, please. 10-7-1, the motion failed. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No.
Okay. 10-7-1, the motion fails. It is 10:30. I move that we adjourn to closed session.
How can
okay.
it, excuse me, point of order, point of information, how can it have failed? It was
requires.
10.
Because the meeting ends at 10:30. It requires 2/3.
Would the secretary please repeat the votes?
Oh.
Secretary, do you mind repeating the votes?
I think it had 2/3.
Voting yes. Janice Lane-Ewart. Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Lawrence Reyes, Hank Lamb, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Manjay Sabah, and Heather Gray. Voting no, Claire Louise Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Agueta, Lydia Brazon, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz. That's a vote of 10-7.
Point of information.
I'm
point
not
of information.
Done. Hello? Hello?
Hello? I'm afraid.
Yes is when.
Point Hello? Of information.
Kim, what's your point of information?
Well, okay. It was only 7:30 when she repeated the votes. I mean, I'm not sure why this vote couldn't be approved. It was done before 7:30.
It requires a 2/3 vote to amend to extend time. That's not 2/3.
What do you mean? We never need 2/3 to extend time.
I'm afraid we do. We set the agenda.
They made it
up. We're out of time. I'm afraid we have to go into closed session. Thank you all.
Wait a minute.
Thank you all for your...
We can always extend time by a simple majority.
Never.
No, it's been 2/3. But thank you all. We're going to go into closed session now.